从主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
Holy name of the Lord Jesus, I study the words of the Bible with everyone.
我们今天晚上呢，要从约伯记来谈谈约伯三个朋友他们失败的劝慰。
Today we'd like to talk about the failed exhortations of Job's three friends from the book of Job.
因为我们在读约伯记的时候，会看到当一个人受苦的时候，他的朋友一听到消息，通常都会很震惊，也很想要安慰。
We see that from the book of Job, when friends hear about bad news, they will always have a good attitude or good intention when trying to help them.
我们今天在教会里面，我们常常会听到我们的弟兄姐妹或我们的朋友，他们可能遇到患难困苦，我们也会同样的想要去安慰他们的。
In church, when we hear that brothers and sisters have encountered tribulations or difficulties, we will also want to comfort them.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面彼此为互为肢体，我们本来就应该要彼此关心。
Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are one body, so we should care for one another.
那我们在社会上有很多朋友，这些朋友基本上也都是在我们患难的时候能够来帮助我们的人。
And in society, you have many friends, and these friends are also people who can help us during tribulations.
箴言十七章他这样给朋友下一个定义的。
There's a definition of a friend in Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章的十七节。
Proverbs 17, verse 17.
这里说，朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
17. Friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
所以这里说，朋友就是为时常在一起，然后他们彼此相爱的。
Here it says that a friend will always be there, and they will always love each other.
那我们在教会里面，我们弟兄姐妹，是弟兄也是朋友。
In church, brothers and sisters are brothers and sisters as well as friends.
那所以我们就是要时常彼此亲爱，也能够彼此担待对方在困苦当中的一些困难。
So we should always love one another and also bear the difficulties of each other during their difficulties.
那现在我们在读约伯记约伯他遇到这么大的苦难。
When we read the book of Job, Job encountered such a great tribulation.
二章的第十一节开始。
Chapter 2, verse 11, starting there.
就说明他有三个朋友，他们听到这一切的灾祸临到约伯身上。
That Job had three friends, and these friends heard about the adversity that came upon Job.
他们是不同地方的人呢。
They are people from different places.
但是他们应该是在同一个地区的。
But they should have been in the same region.
那我们就看到说，当时候约伯交友广阔。
So we can see that Job had a lot of social interactions at that time.
他住在乌斯地啊，他认识的各地方的。
He lived in the lands of Uz, and he encountered friends of different backgrounds.
那所以表示约伯他按照约伯记里面所记载的，他当时候在社会上应该是蛮有地位成就，而且受各方人士肯定的人呢。
This means that, as recorded in the Bible, Job must have been a person of high status and a person that was recognized by others.
那他们这三个朋友呢？他说。个人他们就从本处约会同来，要为他悲伤，要安慰他。
And then here it says that each of the friends came from their own places to comfort him.
那他们是约好一定一个时间，大家一起来看约伯。
They must have determined a certain time to come and see Job.
他们来的目的就是要来为他悲伤。
The purpose of them coming is to mourn with him.
然后是要来安慰他的。
Also to comfort him.
所以。他们因为只是听说嘛，听说约伯遇到很大的灾难呢，到底多大呢？到底情况到底变怎么样呢？要亲眼来看才知道。
And they only heard about Job's sufferings and adversities, how severe and what the situation currently was, they would have to go themselves.
那其实我们从约伯记这样读来我们会发现他这三个朋友基本上也是认识神、敬畏神的人。
So if you look at the book of Job, we can see that these friends were actually people who knew God and also feared God.
约伯本身就是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事的。
And Job himself was a person that was completely upright and shunned evil.
你看他的朋友，他这些好朋友呢，基本上也都是认识神，也都是敬畏神的人。
And if you look at these great friends, They fundamentally knew God and feared God.
他们知道这个不义的事情在神面前是站立不住，所以神不喜悦恶人。
They knew that unrighteousness could not stand before God, and God hated the evil people.
他们也知道这些不义的行为最后会被神惩罚的。
And they also knew that these unrighteous actions would be punished by God in the end.
所以这三个朋友哦，他们基本上都是追求要在神面前成为完全的。
So these three friends were all pursuing to be blameless before God.
但是我们如果从这个约伯记里面去比较呢？其实约伯他做的比他的朋友还好了。
But if you make a comparison in the book of Job, Job did better than his friends.
但是他们都是有共同的目标，要追求在神面前的完全呢。
Even though they had a common goal to pursue perfection before the eyes of God.
然后他们现在约伯他现在受苦了。
But Job now he is suffering.
这个朋友来要安慰他。
And these friends came to comfort him.
那这三个朋友啊，他们来第十二节是说，他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来了。
And now when these three friends in verse 12 came, it says that they could not recognize him from afar.
也就是说，那个约伯在苦难当中整个人都变形了。
This means that Job in his suffering, he completely changed his
form. 本来应该是，应该是，人品端正，衣着很整齐，很高贵的，坐在城门口的。
He should have been a poised person with highly, and he dressed nicely in the gates of the city.
但是现在约伯全身长毒疮。
But now the whole body of Job had boils.
然后他最后没有办法，只能够坐在炉灰当中啊，去用瓦片刮自己的身体。
All he could do was be sprinkled among the sit among the ashes and also to use pot shards to.
所以我们就知道说，他整个人哦，那个外观一看就是，哎，怎么变这样子啊？
And so from the outer appearance, you would think, how could he have become like this?
所以他的朋友已经认不出他来了。
And his friends could not recognize him anymore.
圣经说，他们就放声大哭。
And so the Bible says that they mourned and wept loudly.
因为不敢相信。
They could not believe this.
他们所听说的哦。这个不准，现在亲眼来看才知道说有多惨。
What they heard about was not so accurate. When they came, then they saw how tragic it was.
那现在他们看了约伯的惨状以后呢？哎，他们现在产生一个同情的心。
And now when they saw Job's tragic situation, they started to have a pitiful heart.
他说第十二节说，他们个人就撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。
It says in verse 12 that each of them tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their head toward heaven.
你看这朋友这些做法哈，这三个朋友很不简单的。
If you look at the doings of these friends, for them to do this is not easy.
这三个朋友他们的做法基本上就是让他们自己像约伯一样，这么要外表就是至少能够跟约伯比较相近一点。
And their actions were to make themselves closer to Job by at least in their outer appearance.
你看
more like Job.
约伯是因为很身体很痛苦，所以坐在炉灰当中刮身体嘛。
If you look at Job, he is very painful in his body, sitting among the ashes and using parchards to
那对，他是因为会痒嘛，因为痛嘛。
To scrape his skin.
那现在这个三个朋友呢？他们现在是他说。把尘土向天扬起来，然后落在他们头上，所以他们身体上根本上也是像约伯这样子啊，全身都是 ash， 就是灰了。
And so they sprinkled dust on their head toward heaven. So just like Job, they were covered in ashes.
然后把他们外袍撕裂，代表他们这么样的，他们实在是不敢相信约伯这么可怜的。
And they tore their robes to represent that Job was in an unbelievable tragedy.
哦，所以他们真的是为他哀伤啊。
And so they truly were mourning for Job.
他们啊，跟试着跟约伯一起受苦啊。
And they tried to suffer with Job.
穿着，然后他们现在所经历的，尽量能够跟他去体会他的那个痛苦到底有多大了。
And they tried to experience how great Job's suffering was.
那第十三节说，他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话。因为他极其痛苦。
Verse 13 it says, so they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
这里说，他们这三个朋友看到约伯，就只能够眼睁睁的跟他对坐，然后大眼瞪小眼，一句话都说不出来。
Here it says that these three friends, when they saw him, they could just only sit with him and not speak a word.
他们 不知道该说什么。
They didn't know what to say.
因为约伯太痛苦了。
Because Job was too painful.
那这个时候其实你看这个朋友很不，这个三个朋友其实是真的很不容易的。
And in fact, these three friends, what they did was not easy.
你看今天我们有时候去关心这些在受苦的人呢。
Today, sometimes when we go and care about people, who are suffering.
那有时候我们去到那边跟他坐在那里，如果说半个小时都不讲话，就觉得怪怪的了。
And so when we go there and just sit there for about 30 minutes, it would seem very weird.
你说在那边坐一个小时，他倒没有讲话，就他们大家看着对方这样子。
And then just talk about sitting there for one hour and not talking and
just looking at each other. 会什么一个什么情况的那个场面呢？
And what kind of situation would this scene be?
我们可能想说啊，那就平安再见了，下一次再说了。
Maybe we would say, oh, then I'll see you later.
我们可能会试着去挤出些话来安慰人。
We will probably try to squeeze out some words to try and comfort them.
但是这三个朋友，他们三个人都同样的想法，七天七夜都没有讲话。
But these three friends, they had the same thinking for 7 days and nights. They didn't speak a word.
就坐在那边。看着约伯受苦，跟他一起这样子坐在这个尘土当中。
They only sat there and watched Job suffer, and also suffered with him in the dust.
这三个朋友真的是非常有怜悯心。
These three friends truly had a heart of mercy.
我们今天如果有这样的朋友在我们身边，我们会觉得很感谢。
If we really have these kind of friends around us, then we should be very grateful.
所以这三个朋友他们是这么样关心约伯，他们也真的采取行动。要来安慰他。
So these three friends are that caring of Job, and they did so much to come and comfort him.
他们真的是出一片好心。
They truly had a good heart.
他们用意真的也是要来让约伯舒服一点。
And their purpose was to help Job feel better.
结果，他们就不讲话。七天七夜之后，约伯终于开口了。
So they didn't speak for 7 days and night, and Job finally opened his mouth.
第三章第一节开始。
Starting from 3, verse 1.
约伯一开口就咒诅他自己的生日。
Right when Job opened his mouth, he cursed the day of his birth.
所以第三章，约伯他这一段话在说明他当时候他是有多痛苦，他真的生不如死啊。
Chapter 3 talks about how Job really felt so painful at that time, and he would rather die.
我们知道约伯他生病是因为这个撒旦的攻击。
And we know that Job was sick because of the attack of Satan.
那他财产失掉了。
He lost all of his property.
他儿女死了。
His children died.
他身体生病了。
And his body was ill.
他的太太跟他讲了一些很愚昧的话。
And his wife said some foolish things to him.
这当时候对约伯来说，他也不知道为什么。
At that time,
他想不懂。
At that time, Job didn't know why this was happening.
但是他知道这是应该是从神来的。
But he knew that this should have been from God.
所以当时候，他也不知道为什么神让他还活着。
At that time, Job didn't know why God allowed him to live.
他很希望说当初如果不要活着就没事了，不，今天就不会这么痛苦了。
He hoped that if he were not to live, then he would not be so painful today.
所以你看第三章的第三节开始到第十节哈，到第九节。
If you look at chapter 3 verse 3 to 9,
他就在想那一天，那一个晚上，那一天哈，他生的那一天，他母亲怀孕的那一个晚上。
He kept thinking about that day, that night when he was conceived.
他被生下来那一天。
The day he was born.
所以他就想说，但愿那一天没有发生，他生下来这件事情不曾存在。
He said, may that day not happen, and may his conception not have existed.
然后第十一节开始，
starting from verse 11,
他就问了很多为什么。
He asked a lot of why questions.
我为什么不要没有生出来就死了算了？
Why did I not die at birth, and have not been born?
那如果没有母亲之后生下来，我现在可能也不会这样苦了。
If I were not born from my mother, then I would not have been in such suffering.
或者是我不到期就不见天日就死了。第十二节、十三节说，那我就躺卧安息了，我今天就安息了。
If he had never seen the day, then he would just be still and be quiet and be asleep.
他当时候，我们从第三章第十三节以后呢，我们就看到这些字眼。他那时候是多么期待他能够安息，他能够得到平静，得到自由、解放不要再受苦了。
We can see that starting from chapter 3, verse 13, he wanted so much to be at rest, to be still, and to be at peace, and to no longer suffer.
但是事实就是，他现在在痛苦当中，他 身体好不了，但是他也死不掉。
And he was in suffering, and he would not heal, and he couldn't die either.
第二十节说，第二十节说。
Verse 20 says.
他说：“受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？”
Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul?
第二十一节说：“他们切望死，却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝啊。”
Verse 21 says, "For who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures."
那这里我们就看到一个人在受苦的时候，他的那个情绪，他的想法会很灰色，很负面。
We see that when a person is in suffering, then his thinking will be, very negative.
他说：“心中愁苦的人，为什么有生命赐给他？我为什么要活着？如果不要活着，不就不会苦了吗？”
He says, "Why is a person given life if he is of bitter soul?" And isn't it just better if he does not live?
那这个患难的人现在有光赐给他，就是说，他是一个患难，其实也是暂时的。这个患难也是会过去的啦。
Now there's a light given to a person in tribulation in that this tribulation will pass.
但是这个患难的当下是很痛苦，他很想，很认为说很撑不下去了。
But then this tribulation was so great, and he felt like he couldn't stand it anymore.
所以他那时候很切望死啊。
So at that time, he really wanted to die.
第二十二节说
，22 says，
他们寻见坟墓就快乐了，极其欢喜了。
Who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave？
就是让我们看到说，你看一般人如果心中愁苦，真的在忧伤的时候，他真的有时候会对这个求死的意念会很坚定哦，有时候真的会采取行动的。
You see that when a person is in pain and when they're suffering, they may have these thoughts of dying, and then they may even take it to action.
这个社会，我们现在这个社会，很多人自杀死掉了。
In this society, there are many who commit suicide and die.
在据联合国他们的统计，在2025年的时候，到了2025年了，这离现在大概十年以后了，全世界死亡率啊，这个自杀会成为第三位。
And according,
就整个世界来看呢，自杀死亡率会变成人类死亡因素的第三大原因。
According to projections, in 2025, suicide would be the third cause of death in the whole world.
表示说，其实现在在西方国家，在一些开发的国家，自杀死亡的人数已经远超过那些什么心脏病的啦，或者是什么其他身体上疾病的。
In Western societies, the cause of death being suicide has surpassed those of things like heart illnesses and other diseases.
哦，表示说很多人他们用这个方式来解决自己的生命。
Meaning that people would use this kind of methods to end their lives.
但是在比较没有那么进步的社会里啊，像一些第三世界的国家啦，或者是比较贫困的地区啊，很多人还不会忧郁，他们反而是活得嘻嘻哈哈的，他们还活得蛮快乐的。
But in societies that are not as improved in third world countries, they, on the other hand, live lives that are more happy and they aren't as depressed.
虽然他们物质很缺乏，
even though they are lacking in material things,
可是他们的心灵哦，却相对的比较满足。
But their hearts are more satisfied.
所以他们对这个求生的意志还比较坚强。
So they are even more strong toward living.
他们只要有个东西可以吃，有一个什么东西他们拥有，他们就很高兴，很满足了。
As long as they have something to eat and as long as they possess something, then they are very satisfied.
但是这样的一个趋势，这个忧郁的这个趋势，在影响全世界的人。
But this situation of depression is influencing everybody in the world.
所以在十年之后，这个自杀死亡的因素会成为影响全部的大部分的国家了。
And so this cause of death being suicide will influence many parts of the world.
那所以对我们今天来读约伯记的时候，我们就要从这里面来学，到底当我们遇到这个苦难的时候，我们要怎么样来面对。
So when we are reading Job, we have to learn how to encounter tribulations.
那如果不是我们自己遭遇的，是我们的周遭的朋友、弟兄姐妹他们遭遇的，我们要怎么样去安慰他们
？If it's not something that happened to us and it's happened to brothers and sisters around us, how should we comfort them?
但是我们的安慰一定要成为有效的安慰，而不是不会带成反效果。
But our comfort should be an effective one and should not produce something an opposite effect.
圣经在记载约伯是三个朋友，他们出一片好心，但是最后他们所做的却事实上是让约伯更痛苦。
these three friends, even though they had a good heart and good intentions, what they did actually made Job even more painful.
这是跟他们原始的那个初衷，就是他们本来的想法完全不一样的。
This is different from their original thinking.
出于一片好心，讲了一些话，结果哪里知道最后不但约伯更痛苦，反而最后被神骂了。
And so they had a good heart and they said a few words. Not only did Job become even more painful, but God also rebuked them.
那所以我们今天就要从约伯的朋友去得到一些教训，要得到一些提醒了。
So today we have to receive some teachings and reminders from Job.
哦，因为我们看约伯他当时候在这个这么痛苦当中，哎，他现在很多的想法就变得好像不太正常。以前约伯不是这样讲话的。
Because you see Job in his suffering, some of his thinking is not the same. He didn't used to talk like this.
他现在看起来约伯他其实很了解这些灾祸是神加给他的。
And now Job, he clearly understands that these tribulations came from God.
我们看第二十三节哈。
Let's look at verse 23.
他说：“人的道路既然遮隐，神又把他视为围困，为何有光赐给他呢？”
Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and whom God has hedged in?
跳过去看第二十五节。
Let's jump to 25.
因为我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来啊。
The thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me.
这里说约伯他所恐惧的，他所惧怕的是什么呢？
What does it say that Job feared the most and dreaded the most?
约伯，难道他是怕苦难吗？
Is Job afraid of difficulties?
他是怕他肉体生病病痛吗？
Is he afraid of his flesh being ill?
应该都不是啊。
Shouldn't be so.
如果约伯会害怕这些苦难，他就不会说出第一章那么有信心的话了。
If Job was afraid of these kinds of tribulations, then he wouldn't have said what he said so confidently in chapter 1.
因为他说，我赤身出母胎，我必赤身归回。
Because it says in 1:21, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return.
我赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
The Lord gave and the Lord shall take away.
所以他的财富失落，他现在儿女死去了。其实约伯他很了解，这些都是神收走的，他其实并不恐惧的。
And so when he lost his property and his children, he knew that this is something that God has given him and can take away, so he wasn't afraid.
那这里其实约伯所恐惧的，他因为他知道这些事情都出于神。
But what Job is afraid here is that he knew these were all from God.
所以他真正惧怕的，他是这个全能者本身。
And so what he really is afraid of is this Almighty God.
我们现在看二十三章。
Let's look at 23.
二十三章。
Chapter 23.
看第十五节。
Chapter 23, verse 15.
二十三章十五节说：“所以我在他面前惊惶，我思念这事，便惧怕他。”
15. Therefore, I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him.
16节，神使我上胆，全能者使我惊惶。
16, for God made my heart weak, and the Almighty terrifies me.
17节，
17,
我的恐惧不是因为黑暗，也不是因为幽暗蒙蔽我的脸。
Because I was not cut off from the presence of darkness, and he did not hide deep darkness from my face.
从这几节圣经，我们就看出约伯所恐惧的不是真的这些患难。
From these verses, we can see what Job feared was not these tribulations.
他当时所恐惧的是神加给他这一切到底是为什么？
What he was afraid of is why did God give him
all of this? 他不了解啊。
He didn't understand.
他当时候的心情是第三章的第二十六节说：“我不得安宁，我不得安逸，我不得平静，我不得安息，却有患难来到了。”
Verse 26 says, "I am not at ease, nor am I quiet." I have no rest for trouble comes.
那这些他讲的这些话，都是当着他的三个朋友的面讲的哦。
He said all of this toward the face of his friends.
好，约伯一开口之后，好，现在他三个朋友总是可以讲话了。
After Job had spoken, then his three friends could speak.
好，所以他三个朋友里面第一个发言的就是这位以利法。
First person to speak is Eliphaz.
那这个以利法提曼人呢，他。接下去就开始试着要安慰约伯。
Eliphaz the Temanite continued to comfort Job.
那这个以利法他这个名字有一个意思的。
Eliphaz, his name has a meaning.
他的意思是说神是精进啊，神是给予怜悯的。
His meaning is that God gives mercy.
神是金金啊 God is the pure gold.
God is gold.
哦，那这个就是，诶，他这个名字本身就在说明神是纯完全纯正的了。
And so his name itself already means that God is completely pure.
神是可以给人安慰的。
God can comfort people.
所以以利法本身就是他的名字就带来他的出现就是要神要让受苦人得安慰嘛。
And so his name itself, his appearance is for people to receive comfort.
这是为什么这三个朋友当中他第一个发言。
And this is why he's the first one out of the three friends to speak.
看起来也是他应该是年长者。
And it also looks like he should be the older one.
那他其实我们在读约伯记会发现这个以利法这个人他讲话他在分析事情比较客观。
And we can see here that when Eliphaz is talking, he is more objective.
他的想法比较逻辑的，比较合乎逻辑的。
And his thinking is more according to logic.
但是他的逻辑，他的这个逻辑啊，用错对象，用在约伯的身上就不适用了。
But his logic when he uses it upon Job is not appropriate.
因为他的观念是说，一个罪人一定会受苦。
Because his concept is that a sinner will suffer.
所以他看结果，这个人如果在受苦当中。
So when he looks at the result, which is a person is in suffering,
他就反推这个人一定是有罪。
Then he will deduce that this person has sin.
那所以你这个苦就是从神来的惩罚。
And so this bitterness is a punishment from
那
God.
那所以你一定要先悔改。
So you have to repent first.
好，那让你成为一个义人之后，那神就会再一次怜悯。
And then after you become a righteous person, then God will have mercy again.
所以他是从结果去推测原因。他认为一定是这样子。
So he looked at the result in order to derive the cause.
他现在看到约伯这么痛苦。
Now that he saw Job to be so painful.
他所有的东西都失去了。
He lost everything.
所以他就认为约伯你一定哪里有错，你一定要想想看，仔细的思想。
And so he thought that Job, you must have gone wrong in some way. You have to think carefully.
啊，所以他从他这个逻辑里面，他就开始试着要去安慰约伯了。
So this, according to this logic, he tried to comfort Job.
好，我们现在看第四章。
Let's look at chapter four.
第四章啊，如果我们有读的时候，我们就会发现这个以利法呢，他要约伯去想一想啊，他过去所做的事。
If you read chapter 4, you'll see that Eliphaz wants Job to think about the things he's done in the past.
第二节说,
Verse 2 says,
人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？但谁能忍住不说呢?
2. If one attempts a word with you, will you become weary? But who can withhold himself from speaking?
第三节说, 你素来是教导许多的人, 又坚固软弱的手。
3. Surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak hands.
第四节，你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的膝稳固。
4. Your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees.
第五节。
5.
但现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷；挨近你，你便惊惶。
5. But now it comes upon you, and you are weary; it touches you, and you are troubled.
从他这一段话，我们会看到什么信息呢
？From these words, what kind of message can we see？
现在这位朋友呢，他现在当然是希望约伯得安慰嘛。
And now this friend, of course, he hopes that is that Job can be comforted.
可是他开头一说
，But right when he begins to speak,
你以前是在教导人的，你以前是在安慰别人的。
You used to teach people. You used to comfort people.
你安慰那些在软弱人要稳固，要现在要坚强。
You comforted people who are weak and encouraged them to be strong.
好了，现在祸患临到你了。
And now that this bad stuff has happened to you.
但是你怎么就被这种表现呢？你怎么一点都不刚强了呢
？How can you behave like this? You're not even trying to be strong.
那怎么这个祸患临到你就惊慌害怕这个样子呢
？And then when this happened to you, why are you all so fearful?
你之前不是讲的头头是道吗？现在怎么完全走样了呢
？Didn't you speak such strong words before, and now you're not like this?
表示说，这个以利法，他现在看到约伯的境况，他完全否定约伯他之前在患难之前所做的那个美好的工作。
And now when Eliphaz saw what happened, he is denying the kind of good works that Job had done before.
他现在反过来跟他就好像跟他落井下石一样，就是让他更痛苦了。
And now he turned it around and made Job even more painful.
因为他现在好像在反讽他说。你以前不是那么刚强，讲的这么好听吗？现在你怎么好像你的现在的表现比 那时候你在安慰别人的那些人更不如呢?
And now it's turning it around on him, saying that you used to comfort people, and how come you're not behaving the same way as you wanted other people to behave?
第六节我们看。
Now let's look at verse 6.
你的倚靠不是在你敬畏神吗? 你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗?
Is not your reverence your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope?
第七节。
7.
请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡? 正直的人在何处剪除呢?
Remember now, whoever perished being innocent, and where were the upright ever cut off?
第八节,
8.
按我所见,跟罪孽众毒害的人,都照样收割。
Even as I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same.
所以他的逻辑想法是,一个人如果耕种罪孽,那种植毒害,他就一定相对的接收割。 这些苦难,然后这些灾难呢?
His logic is that if a person does something bad, then he shall also reap the bad things.
所以你现在就是在承担你当初所做的恶果了,结果是这样。
And so now you're only bearing the bad things that you have done before.
所以表示你之前做的不好。
Meaning that you had done something wrong before.
你一定哪里有错。
You must have gone something wrong before.
你一定有哪些隐藏的罪过是人家不知道,我们不知道的。
You must have some kind of hidden sin that nobody knows about.
所以他一直要他想,你想想看,无辜人有谁会灭亡啊?
So he kept trying to make him think that, is there anybody who is innocent that perished?
你不是认为自己,你行事很纯正吗? 你很敬畏神吗?
Didn't you believe that what you did was upright and that you feared God?
你如果真的敬畏神,今天就不会落到这个地步了。
If you truly feared God, you wouldn't have fallen to this level today.
今天你这样子,表示你一定哪些不好,不好的地方是隐藏的。
For you to be like this, it means that you must have had something that you didn't do well that's hidden.
哇,他这样讲以后,那个约伯听了会有什么感受呢?
After he said this, what kind of feeling would Job have?
你看,今天如果我们在受苦,
If you look today, if we are suffering,
如果别人现在想要来安慰我们,
and if other people are trying to comfort us today,
他现在来了,先就说,你看,你以前在勉励别人,现在你自己这样子,你看看吧。
And then they come, they'll say, you used to try to encourage people, and now look at what you are like now.
我们都有可能碰到的,
we will probably encounter this.
传道者在台上讲道理, 要有信心。
When preachers are speaking on the pulpit, they have to have confidence.
如果自己遇到病痛患难呢?
And if they themselves encounter tribulation and sickness,
有些人就开始会讲了,
then some people will begin to speak.
你怎么这么没有信心?
How can you have
才会这样子生病?
For you to have such little faith, that's why you are sick.
那是不是哪里有错了? 神在处罚你了?
Is this something that you did wrong? God is punishing you.
但这个就是我们一般人很容易就是会这样想的, 因为好像很自然呢。
Typically, people will think this because it seems so natural.
但其实以利法他的讲法只是部分对而已。
And Eliphaz, what he said, it was only correct to a certain degree.
在人间里面, 80%, 90%的几率可能是这样子。
In among humans, 80-90% of the situation is like this.
但是在神里面, 在神的想法, 神的作为当中, 不见得是100%是按这个逻辑的。
But in the eyes of God, in the work of God, it is not 100% like this.
因为我们知道约伯的情况就不是这样子。
Because in that Job situation, it was not like this.
因为以利法这三个朋友以及约伯本身都不知道天上所发生的事情。
Because Eliphaz among the three friends and Job doesn't know what happened in heaven.
他们不知道，其实这个就是魔鬼的控告，是神特许要来试验，要来证明约伯真的是敬畏神的。
They didn't know that this was the doing and challenge of Satan, and that God wanted to show that they feared God for the glory of God.
但是他们现在只是很直接的用我们人的自己的想法。
But now they are only directly using the thinking of man.
然后就想要去让约伯真的认为是这样子的。
They wanted to make Job think that this really was so.
但这个时候约伯他脑筋很清楚。
But at this time, Job was very clear in his mind.
所以约伯他 听他朋友这样一分析以后,
so after he heard his friends analyze it,
他就有意见了。
Then he had an opinion.
所以我们就看到叶伯他虽然全身长疮啊,
so we see that even though Job had boils all over his body,
他身体应该很虚弱,
his body should have been weak,
但是他精神却很难, 脑筋很清楚。
But he was energetic and he had a clear mind.
他做什么, 他以前做过什么, 他现在要做什么, 他应该要怎么做, 他很知道的。
What he did before, what he should do now, and what he's currently doing, he's very clear about it.
所以朋友的一些论断批评啊, 他都可以想出他们为什么这样讲啊。
So the judgments and criticisms of his friends, he knows how to respond to them.
那所以我们继续读的时候，我们发现，哎，约伯他说朋友一个朋友讲完之后，他马上就跟他回应。
We know that if you continue reading after the friends spoke, then Job immediately responded.
那以利法从第四章、第五章这两章都是他讲的话。
Chapter 4 and 5 are what Eliphaz spoke of.
然后第六章、第七章这两章就是约伯回应以利法的回答。
Chapter 6 and 7 is the response of Job to Eliphaz.
然后到了第八章以后
，Then all the way to Chapter 8.
第八章就是第二个朋友他讲的。
Chapter 8 is the second friend speaking.
那讲完一章以后，约伯第九章、第十章用两章的篇幅再去回应他第二个朋友。
After one chapter of speaking, Job responded to his friend in chapter 9 and 10, two chapters.
那他这个后来我们发现哦，约伯好像他的话哦，通常都是越讲越多的。
We see that Job, the more he spoke, the more there was.
因为他的朋友的那个好心哦，要劝慰他，结果他们那个话越讲越厉，就是伤约伯越来越严重。
The words of his friends were supposed to exhort him, but then they started to become sharper and make Job feel worse.
约伯越听越不服气了。
The more that Job heard, the more unpleasant he felt.
他就开始讲很多话。
So he started to speak a lot.
所以我们就看到他这个心情的转变，他那个话越来越多，篇幅越来越长。
You see that his attitude began to change, and he had more words to speak.
那约伯所讲的话哈，这当中就会出现，他话多了哈，难免就会讲错了。
We see that the more you speak, the more possible that he would speak wrong.
好，那这个朋友，这个朋友以利法，他这样讲完以后
，After Eliphaz spoke,
他其实要约伯哦，一方面他也好心呐、啊。我们看第五章十七节
，5 verse 17。
五章十七节，他说：“神所惩治的人是有福的啦，所以你不可以轻看全能者的管教。”
Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty.
意思是说现在是神在 管教你，你要接受，然后你要觉得感谢主，这个就是神给我成长的机会。
Now God is correcting you, and you should thank God and be happy because this is an opportunity to grow.
所以你被处罚应该是要跟神说谢谢啊。
And so when you are being punished by God, you should say thanks to God.
讲得很有道理吗？
And it makes quite a lot of sense.
可是约伯就不是这样，这件事情全不是神在管教约伯。
But this is not Job's situation. God was not punishing Job,
所以
or correcting Job.
这个朋友他很肯定的，他讲话很直接啊。
So see, this person is very convicted. He's very direct in what he
says. 他要约伯他要约伯重新跟土地立约
He wanted Job to make a covenant with the dust again.
你如果改变了，那么你就好了啦。
If you change, then you shall be healed.
他说，我们看第23节。
So look at verse 23.
因为你必以田间的石头立约，田里的野兽必与你和好了。
For shall have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you.
然后你的帐篷就平安了，你的羊圈也都一无所失了。
You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss.
25节说你的后裔就会发达了，他们就也是平安，你就瘦高，然后归坟墓，你就平平安的死。25,
you shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth.
27节 这里我们已经考察，本是如此。你需要听，要知道是以自己有益的。
Behold, this we have searched out. It is true, hear it and know for yourself.
讲得非常的绝对。
He is very absolute in speaking.
道理就是这样子，你要听。
This is the teaching. You have to listen to this.
一波听完之后
After Job heard this,
他的烦恼更多了。
He had more worries.
所以朋友越安慰约伯，心里越不平安。
The more that they try to comfort him, the less peace that Job had in his heart.
其实，他的这个三个朋友，他们的心，他们这个对约伯的这个关怀，约伯是可以感受到的。
In fact, these three friends, the care that they had, their heart, Job could feel it.
第六章的第十四节。
6 verse 14.
那将要灰心离弃全能者不敬畏神的人，他的朋友当以慈爱待他。
To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the mighty.
这个就是说，在英文我们中文这样写的时候，有时候我们会看的不是很清楚它的意思。
When you look at Chinese, not very clear about the meaning.
但是英文它是说，在受苦的人， 应该是要有这个慈爱来，他的朋友应该用慈爱来待他。
In English, the meaning is that for someone who is afflicted, the friends should show compassion.
那因为这个在受苦的人呢，他很有可能要放弃敬畏神的心的。
Because this person who is suffering, they may be forsaking the heart of fear toward God.
也就是说，这个在受苦人当中的人哦，他现在讲话、情绪各方面呢，可能会就会跟他以前敬畏神的时候，但是没有受苦的时候有点不太一样，所以就开始那个立场开始在松动了。
Meaning that their speaking and their emotions toward God may be a bit different from before.
那
and they may be more haste.
这个时候他的朋友很关键的。
And so at this time, his friend is very, it's very
很重要
crucial.
那这个重要就是要对这样受苦人展现出慈爱的哈。
Meaning
kindness 就是慈爱嘛。
They're important because they need to show kindness.
那可是看起来他这三个朋友没有这样做。
But from what it looks, these friends did not do that.
他们所讲的话其实是反而让约伯越来越伤心。
The words that they spoke actually made Job even more sad.
因为我们没有时间讲那么详细。
Because we don't have time to speak in such detail.
我们现在如果跳过去看第十六章。
If we jump to verse 16.
他们安慰完以后。
After they were finished comforting him.
那个约伯是这样说。
Job said this.
第一节哈，约伯回答说：“这样的话我听了许多，你们的安慰人反叫人愁烦呢。”
16:1-2. Then Job answered and said, "I've heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all."
他们越讲，约伯心越难过。
The more they spoke, the more bitter Job felt in his heart.
本来是希望安慰约伯，结果约伯反而越忧愁了。
They wanted to comfort Job, but then Job felt even worse.
第六节
Verse 6.
我虽然说话，忧愁能不得消解；我虽停住不说，忧愁都离开我吗？
Though I speak, my grief is not relieved. And if I remain silent, how am I eased?
朋友越安慰，约伯他越难过。
The more the friends comforted, the worse Job felt.
所以约伯他的苦难其实最难承受的就是他这个朋友后来用话语加在他身上的忧愁。
So what was harder for Job to bear is that his friends used words to add upon his suffering.
所以约伯最后给他的朋友跟他们说：“你们三个人真的是无用的医生。”
So in the end, Job told his friends that they were useless doctors.
第十三章的第四节说
：“13:4 says,
你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生。”
But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians.
他们当时候真的就像医生，诊断错误又开错处方，给错药。
They are just like physicians at that time, making the wrong diagnosis and the wrong prescription.
所以他们做越多事，那个病人啊，受安慰被安慰的人越痛苦。
The more that they did, the more painful was the one that was supposed to be comforted.
那这对我们来说是一个很重要的提醒。
To us is a very important reminder.
今天你看他这三个朋友这么有同情心，他们一开始做的这么好。
Today you see these three friends, they began so well with such a heart.
可是
with such a heart of pity.
可是后面他们所讲的话，却完全让他们这个好心变坏意了。
But then the words that they spoke later, their good intentions became bad intentions.
那表示说，我们今天要安慰人，我们真的要很小心，我们要注意几点。
Meaning that when we comfort people, we have to be very careful and pay attention to a few points.
那个约伯他一开始在讲那些很咒诅自己的生日，这些很负面情绪的这些话，我们要听一听就好。
When you hear the words, the negative words of Job. Coming from his emotions, we just listen to them.
因为我们要了解这个一个人在受苦当中，他有时候他讲的话就不正常，就是跟他平常是不一样的。
We'll realize that when a person is suffering, what they say is going to be abnormal.
很正常的一个人在苦难当中，他的情绪就是比较灰色，比较负面。
When a person is in suffering, then their feelings will just be more negative.
现在不能够用他这些话反过来攻击他。
You cannot use these words and turn around to attack them.
因为这就是我们一个人站在平安的 那个高度里面来去论断那个在苦难当中的人。
Because it's us standing from a vantage point of a person in peace to go and judge somebody who is in suffering.
那这个时候其实最简单的方式应该就是听他讲一讲就好。
The easiest form should just be listening to them.
因为约伯其实本来也就是只是太痛苦到不知道怎样讲，他也不敢去咒诅神，也不敢去咒诅他的父母亲，他只能够用这个方式来表达他心里的痛苦嘛。
Job was in so much suffering, he couldn't curse God, he couldn't curse his parents, so could he only use his method to show his feelings?
所以他在咒诅他自己的生日，他说我死不得，他实际在说明他真的是不知道什么方法可以解脱这个痛苦啊。
So when he cursed his birthday, he was just trying to use a method to resolve his sorrows.
所以其实最好的安慰是什么呢？
But what
在约伯这个 case 里面，
But what in fact is the best comforting in the case of Job?
约伯他自己说，
Job said it himself.
我们看第二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
第二十一章，
Chapter 21.
第二节。
2.
当你们要细听我的言语，就算是你们安慰我了。
Bear with me that I may speak, and after I have spoken, keep mocking.
那所以其实就是请听了，就是听他说。
And in fact, what it is just to listen to him.
那听的时候要仔细的分辨，他在痛苦当中，他所讲的话有时候会比较负面，还比较听起来比较刺耳。这个时候就不要说什么了，听听就好了。
You have to listen that and know that, because he's in suffering, what he's saying is more negative and maybe more piercing to the ears. But you just have to listen.
如果我们从圣经学到这一点
，If we can learn this point from the Bible,
那我们就不会再去把这个在受苦当中所讲的话再传给别人听了。
Then we won't go and spread the words that were spoken in suffering.
那这个话一传出去，哦，开始人就开始就说你这个人怎么这么没信心，怎么讲这种话。
Once you start spreading these words, then other people will say, how can you be such a person without faith?
然后开始这个传人又回到这个讲的话人耳朵。
And then what people responded with will go back to the person.
那这个人就在二度或三度伤害。
And then this person will receive second or third degree suffering.
那这样子，我们这个本来好意用心要去安慰人的，反而变成反效果，变成失败的。
And so when we had a intention to help somebody, it had backfired and we failed.
所以我们要很注意。
And so we have to be very careful.
啊，那第二点。
Second point.
我们看约伯的朋友这个以利法，他一开头的时候就否定约伯过去所做的事。
We see Eliphaz when he opened his mouth, he denied all the things that Job did.
他认为约伯过去所做的啊，你这个是表面的而已啦。
He believed what Job did in the past was only superficial.
他把他过去的一些真的是出于爱心，也出于劝勉、帮助人的那些这些行为，一下子就把它翻过去，全部把它全盘否定了。
All these good works of Job having done good things and encouraging people, he flipped it around and denied them.
那这样子其实对这个受苦人当中真的是更重的伤害。
And so in fact, toward the person who is suffering, it's even a greater.
所以其实我们真的要能够接纳。
It's an even greater harm, so we have to be able to accept this.
你看这个以利法这个朋友啊。
So if we look at these friends like Eliphaz,
他是跟约伯这样说的。
He said this to Job.
他的那个话真的很不客气的。
He really did not hold anything back.
我们看第二十二章啊。
Let's look at chapter 22.
因为这个已经到他讲话的最后面了。
It's already near the end of what he was saying.
他本来是跟他误会，到最后哦，这个以利法是跟约伯定罪的。
At first,
控告他的。
It seemed like he had misunderstood him, and then in the end, he was judging him and convicting him of sin.
我们现在看二十二章第五节。
22:5.
这个就是这个话哦，一来一往之间哦，他讲到最后没话可以讲了以后啊，他最后就是把他定了那个莫须有的罪名哦。
And then after they kept talking, they had nothing else to say. In the end, he convicted him of sin.
第五节说，你的罪恶岂不是大吗？你的罪孽也没有穷尽。
Five, is not your wickedness great, and your iniquity without end?
现在讲到最后，直接把他定罪，你是有罪的人了。
And at the end, he just said, very directly, you are a sinful person.
第六节。
Six.
因为你无故强取弟兄的物为当头，剥去贫寒人的衣服。
For you have taken pledges from your brother for no reason and stripped the naked of their clothing.
第七节，困乏的人你没有给他水喝，饥饿的人你没有给他食物。
You have not given the weary water to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry.
第八节，有能力的人就得地土，尊贵人也住在其中。
But the mighty man possessed the land, and the honorable man dwelt in it.
你打发寡妇空手回去，折断孤儿的膀臂。
You have sent widows away empty, and the strength of the fatherless was crushed.
在这里，你看他的指责的罪状，约伯这么样的可恶。
If you look at the things he was criticizing him of sinning, it's so evil.
你这么没有爱心。
You have such a bad heart.
你只会看中那是尊贵的人、有能力的那孤儿寡妇、贫寒的，你就放弃不管。
You only care about the people who are mighty and honorable, and you didn't care about the widows.
你甚至还去欺负那些贫困的人。
And you even treated poorly the people who were poor.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 10.
因此有网罗环绕你，有恐惧忽然使你惊惶了。
Therefore snares are all around you, and sudden fear troubles you.
你看有黑暗蒙蔽你了，洪水淹没你了。
Look, darkness covers so that you cannot see, and an abundance of water covers you.
最后这个以利法是讲了，就是直接把约伯定罪了。
In the very end, Eliphaz just convicted Job of sin.
你看他们这个一开始的这个。想要安慰他的用意，到最后演变成这么样悲惨的这个控告。
You see the original intention of helping him. In the end, it became such a tragic judgment.
我们就看到这里就想说，约伯他怎么有办法受安慰呢
？When we get here, we can see that how can Job receive any comfort?
难怪从第二十六章开始，约伯就只好很详细的说他过去到底做了什么事情。
No wonder from 26, Job very in great detail.
他一讲就讲了六章的篇幅。
After he started talking, he talked for 6 chapters.
从他过去荣耀了我，我到底是什么样的地位，我到底在做什么？
He talked about what he did and what kind of status he had.
他以前是什么样的人
？What kind of person he used to be?
他现在是变怎么样的情况
？What kind of person he is now and what kind of situation he's in?
哦，然后他准备以后要怎么样行义，要把这个行为做得多好，他开始在讲他自己的。很多我怎么样，我怎么样。
How he is prepared to do good and righteousness in the future. He kept talking about himself a lot.
啊，讲到最后。
And in the end.
那个旁边在听那个以利父哦，就有意见了。
Then the person,
年轻人就有意见哦。
Then the person listening, Elihu, a young person, had opinion.
到最后就是引出神最后直接问约伯。
And then at the very end, God himself asked Job.
但是四十二章最后结论的时候。
And in the conclusion in chapter 42,
神直接出来说明这三个朋友他们的错误的地方。
God directly came out and talked about the wrong of these friends.
我们现在看42章的第7节。
Let's look at 42 verse 7.
神对约伯说话以后，就对提班人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作了，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
7 And so it was, after the Lord has spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is roused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
他们讲的话，到最后连神都听不下去，神都生气了。
In the very end, after they had spoken, God could not stand it and he was angry.
因为他们想要给约伯的安慰，最后变成是定罪，而且最后是讲到连神的公义都不见了。
And the words that they wanted to comfort Job with, in the end, they became words of judgment, and there was no longer the righteousness of God in them.
所以神跟他们三个发怒了哈。
And so God unleashed.
带头的就是这个以利，带头就是这个以利法。
Person leading them was this Eliphaz.
因为他开头讲，然后他的朋友两个开始附和，看一个加进来。
Because he was the one that began speaking, and then his friends one by one added in.
那所以我们就看到，其实他们所讲的。对一般人来说是对的，就是他们的论点对一般人来说是对的。
I can see in fact that what they said, their judgments were correct
for normal people. 但约伯不是这样子。
But for Job, Job was not like this.
因为神让一个人受苦，有时候是无故的。
Because for God to allow someone to suffer, sometimes it is without.
在人看来好像是没有原因的。
It seems like it's without reason.
但其实后面有神更美好的旨意在。
But in fact, there is a greater will of God behind it all.
只是人不知道。
It's just that people don't know.
但其实我们如果看约伯在受苦
，But if we in fact look at Job's suffering,
约伯的苦其实，在旧约那个时代就在预告主耶稣基督为我们人的罪所受的苦。
Job's suffering was prefiguring the suffering that Jesus Christ would suffer.
你看，如果看主耶稣他的遭遇啊
If you look at things that happened to Jesus,
他最后被当作罪犯钉在十字架上。
In the end, he was considered a sinner and nailed on the cross.
如果按照这三个朋友他们的逻辑，耶稣一定犯罪吗？
According to the logic of these three friends, Jesus indeed should have sinned.
是没有啊，主耶稣没有犯罪，他是义人哦。
But in fact, Jesus didn't. He was a righteous person.
他受苦了。
He suffered.
他被责罚了。
And he was convicted.
但最后，其实主耶稣用这个方式来完成救恩嘛。
But the Lord Jesus used this way in the end in order to complete salvation.
这个也就是神的爱。
And this itself is God's love.
这要彰显神的荣耀。
It's to manifest the glory of God.
要完成神的旨意。
To complete the will of God.
所以苦难就成为神救恩里面的一部分了。
And so suffering became part of God's salvation.
因此，我们从约伯记里面看到这个救恩的预表。
And so therefore, from Job, we can see this prefiguration
of salvation. 苦难本身是有神美好的旨意的。
Suffering itself, it has the beautiful will of God.
所以其实约伯他的苦难是这么重要的。
And so Job's suffering really is that important.
当时他们这三个朋友他们大胆的去论断这个苦难的原因。
These three friends at that time were very brave to face the cause of the suffering.
难怪神要对他们发怒，神要责备他们。
No wonder God wanted to unleash His wrath upon them and rebuke them.
最后，神还特别要以律法他们。要请约伯来为你们祷告，不然你们就没有办法收拾了。
God Himself especially wanted Job to ask for forgiveness of Eliphaz and the other three friends so that they could be forgiven.
所以这三个朋友他们所留下这个见解呢，我们弟兄姐妹一定要好好的思想。
So this warning that these three friends leave behind, us brothers and sisters have to think about.
那我们以后我们去安慰我们。在受苦当中患难的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们会更谨慎。
In the future, when we are comforting the friend, brothers and sisters in suffering, we have to be even more careful.
如果我们不知道，我们就倾听就好了。
If we don't know about it, then we just listen.
我们不要讲太多话。
We shouldn't say too much.
那我们所听的话，也不要再去传给别人知道，说他怎样怎样怎样。
And what we've heard, we shouldn't say to other people like this person said.
因为最后一定会产生反效果。我们原来那个很好的意识。最后都会走样的。
Because indeed it will backfire, and our good intentions will not go right.
反而就造成最后的亏损。
And it will cause loss in the end.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
那我们继续从读圣经里面得到神要我们学的功课。
And may we continue to learn the lessons we should from the Bible that God wants us to learn.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him again.
343首。
343。Heard my